Hi there. So I'm one of the teachers of Penpole School, and our children have been taking part in a competition called the First Lego League. Now, this is a competition that's kind of an international competition, as we've found out this year, but it starts off in Cornwall. And thanks to Cornwall Council and Janine Bisson up there, they've been organising for the last 3 years Cornish finals. So the team of children, basically from year 5 to year 11, so primary and secondary schools, they're involved in building a robot out of Lego and then writing code for that robot to bring it to life and to solve various challenges on a big game table. Alongside that, they also have to research and present a presentation with the aim of kind of improving something in their community based on the year's theme. And this year it's all about energy.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So tell us about the kids that you're particularly working with at the moment.
So the group of children called the Penpole Pumpkins are a team of year 6 children. There's 10 of them all together, and they actually started in year 5. It's their second year doing the competition. So last year we didn't really know what to expect. They gave it a really good shot, and they actually got through to the national finals in Harrogate, which was incredibly exciting. This year they kind of had a taste of it, and they kind of realised, hang on, we could do this again. And so they've been coming into the classroom every single lunchtime since September. So for months and months and months. I can't stop them. I've tried. But they keep coming in and they're practicing their robot. They're researching food waste. They're writing emails to people. They're running it like a business. They've had like board meetings around the table at some point, and they're taking minutes of it as well. It's amazing. So they're putting in an absolute ton of hard work, and they won the Cornwall finals. They won one of the main awards at the national finals and actually came second in the whole country.
Wow.
And we found out this week they've been invited to represent Great Britain in Massachusetts in less than 4 weeks' time.
What an amazing opportunity for them.
It's genuinely life-changing. I think going to Harrogate last year felt like a life-changing thing, and it was. But actually to be asked to represent your country and to go to a different continent, one of the children yesterday had like a moment where they're like, hang on, America's a different continent. And I said, yeah, it is. It's hard to kind of get our head around at the moment. I think until we're there, it's going to be very hard to comprehend what a big deal it is. But for these children, it's genuinely life-changing. But they haven't just kind of stumbled upon it. They've got there by hard work. They've put in the time, they've put in the hours, and it's paid off for them.
Do you know what, Jacob? This is absolutely amazing. Now, they're actually doing some fundraising now, aren't they, to help with the costs of getting over there?
Yes, it turns out getting 10 children and their teachers to America isn't the cheapest thing in the world, especially when you've only got 4 weeks to do it. So at the moment, we're on a big, big fundraising drive here at Penpole. We set up a GoFundMe, and we've actually had 120 different people donate already, which is just staggering that our community kind of cares so much. We're very grateful to all of those people. And we're also asking companies to potentially sponsor the team and have the logo on the T-shirts and maybe come and meet the children. And we've been overwhelmed by companies as well, which has been incredible. So within the last 3 days, we're actually at 40% of our target already, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Fantastic.
And we can nearly get the children there. I have been told by the head teacher that we'd like to get them back again if possible. So we do need to keep fundraising. But yeah, and if anyone's listening now and they fancy perhaps asking their company they work for, or perhaps they're able to support us by sharing or in other ways, we'd be incredibly grateful for any support.
Well, I tell you what, Jacob, we'll support you by sharing it out and getting all the information out there so you can use us as a platform to share your message.
Thank you.
But I have to ask you one favour in return.
Of course.
Keep us informed. Send us as many images as possible when you get over there, because I love this story in particular. I think it's just fantastic. Can you send me your fundraising links? And what I'll do is I'll put them out on our social media so that we can get people to get behind you guys and see. Let's see Cornish School in Massachusetts doing really, really well in this competition.
Absolutely. They can Google Penpole School or Penpole Pumpkins, and I'm sure it will come up. And I will send you the links as well, and we will definitely keep everyone informed. It's incredibly exciting.